This 6,000-acre facility in the Arizona desert has been testing mining trucks for over 35 years. For most of that time, massive diesel generators ran 24 hours a day just to keep the lights on. When I visited, these generators were completely silent. The entire facility was running on stored sunshine. Caterpillar invited me out to see this transformation at their Tucson Proving Ground, and they're sponsoring this video. Now, what started as a diesel-dependent island has become a real-world test case for industrial solar economics. Until 2015, this remote facility had no choice. No utility lines reached this far into the Sonoran Desert. So for 25 years, it was generators around the clock. Then Caterpillar decided to treat their own facility like a customer project. Phase one, 500 kilowatts of solar panels, half fixed facing south, half single-axis trackers following the sun throughout the day. The result? Generators could shut off for 8 hours during peak solar production. Phase two, another 250 kilowatts on parking structures, plus bigger batteries, more hours of generator-free operation. In phase three, 1.5 megawatts of solar capacity and 3 megawatts of battery storage with 12 megawatt hours of energy. Now they regularly go days without running generators. They're saving hundreds of thousands of dollars annually in fuel and maintenance. Not theoretical savings, actual money staying in the budget instead of burning through exhaust pipes. So here's what makes this particularly relevant. This facility is where Caterpillar tests these huge electric mining trucks. The same microgrid technology keeping their lights on powers the development of massive electric vehicles. When mining companies ask how they'll power electric fleets in remote locations, Caterpillar has real data from their own 10-square-mile operation. No projections, no simulations, actual performance metrics from years of desert testing. The generators are still there, ready for when needed for backup power, but increasingly they're expensive insurance that rarely gets called on. The facility that once relied on consuming diesel 24/7 now runs on sunshine most days. It's practical proof at industrial scale, a remote testing ground transformed from round-the-clock diesel consumption to solar-powered operation. The quiet generators tell the story better than any spreadsheet could.